Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So normally at this time, Dave Schwann in our newsroom gives us what we call the far-flung forecast. For no particular reason, a weather forecast from someplace else in the world, but also some interesting fun facts about that place as well. And Schwann is off this week on a lovely vacation with his dad, a road trip. With his dad, that's why Domitia is here filling in and doing a great job this morning. But Dave Schwann joins us on the phone this morning from somewhere in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Schwanny, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dean. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Wow, you sound like super clear.
Oh, great, great. I was wondering. I just told the executive producer, Joey Gelman, a couple of minutes ago it was touch and go, and then got his call and came through, so I'm glad we're clear.
You must be right at the top of the telephone pole.
We're looking at a pole, but we're on top of the hill in Blaney Park, Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Blaney Park in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, is which side of the lake is this on in the UP?
This is on the just the northern portion of Lake Michigan. We're paralleling the northern part of Lake Michigan in the UP. We crossed in this morning, and I have to tell you, we drove through some severe weather this morning, Dean. Some very heavy rain and thunderstorm activity for about 10 or 15 miles as soon as we got into the UP. So it's calmed down now, but boy, there for a while, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, that's scary when you're driving through, you know where it's just buckets of water falling on you and you're trying to see through the windshield wipers.
That's what it was, buckets of water. Not only that, a road you're not familiar with either.
Right,
so,
right. And there's deer, animals jump out on the road up in that part of the woods, that part of the country all the time. Have you seen any?
We almost hit a deer yesterday.
Oh, you almost hit a deer yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
They jumped out in the middle of the road?
Jumped out in the middle of the road, yes. And if we'd been going any faster, might not have a car.
Yeah, though when you hit a deer, it's pretty unforgiving usually. Usually the car, often the deer winds up okay. Hardly ever does the car wind up okay.
That's right. The car would be, we'd be sitting in a garage somewhere waiting to get the car fixed.
Well, Schwanny has been sending pictures of his trip so far, and I know that you were in, give us a little travelogue before we get to your special edition of the far-flung forecast for today. Most recently, I got your pictures in Mackinac.
That's right. We left Sweet Home Chicago and spent the night in Mackinac City. We stopped off and saw a relative who's going to turn 90 next month. So
nice.
We wanted dad's cousin. So we stopped off and saw her. Hadn't seen her in a long time. Then at dinner last night with some friends in Traverse City. So we, as I say, spent the night in Mackinac City and heading through the UP today.
Now, where did you have dinner last night? Was it at somebody's house or did you go out somewhere?
No, we went out to one of the neat restaurants and breweries, microbreweries in Traverse City, North Peak.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you and your dad pounding back some microbrews last night.
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
The Schwann boys are out tonight.
It can't keep us away from a good beer.
Yeah, no, let's have some more beers. What could happen? A deer is not going to jump out in front of us or anything. It's all
no.
right. There's not going to be bad weather or anything to drive through. It's okay. Bartender, drinks fine. For everyone.
Bring it on. It's a good thing we didn't have all that far to go either. But as I say, we're headed through the UP today all the way up to the top of the Keweenaw Peninsula to Copper Harbor, which is at the tip, and I mean the tip of the UP, and then tomorrow take the boat out to Isle Royal National Park, the island that's in the middle of Lake Superior.
Wow, how about that?
We'll be there for 4 days, and it's anybody's guess as to whether or not we're going to have a phone or web connection of any kind. So I'm glad we could check in this morning.
I am too. Now tell me, I'm sure that you're completely exhausted from this trip, but your 95-year-old father is doing great and probably 10 times more energy than you.
Oh, he's already talking about going on a hike when we get to the island tomorrow afternoon. I'm wiped out.
God bless him. That's fantastic.
Yeah, just this morning he said, now when we get to the island, there's a hike I want to do. So
that's great. That's fantastic.
So that's the deal, yes.
Well, tell him we said happy Father's Day.
All right. They say happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
He says thank you.
He's up on the telephone pole, too. Very nice.
Hey, Swanee, did you hear that Beyonce had twins?
No.
We were wondering if you knew. We were wondering. Yeah, she had twins, her and Jay-Z.
What we were wondering.
I was on edge waiting for that news.
What we were wondering is if you even knew who Beyonce was.
Yes, I know who Beyonce
All right. Just, she had never been on Andy Griffith's show, so we weren't sure if you knew.
You know, it didn't end with Peggy Lee, okay?
For the most part, it did. So, anywho, do you have a far-flung forecast for us today?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Since we are in the UP.
This is how he makes his whole trip tax deductible.
Right. since we are in the UP, and we have heard a couple of people talking like this.
Oh, yeah.
We will. And the further north we go, they will sound like Bob and Doug.
Yeah, I see them Chicago plates that you got there. How about those Cubs finally won the World Series up there, Yahe? And don't send emails saying we're making fun of people in the UP, because that's how most people talk up there.
And up in northern Minnesota, too.
Yeah.
In northern Wisconsin.
So anyway.
We do have a far-flung forecast. I'm glad to hear Domati reporting that it's sunny and in the 70s in Chicago, because it ain't here. It's rainy, and our far-flung forecast takes us to Naubenway, Michigan. It is a very teeny tiny town. There's not a lot of big towns up here. You know, we're quite a ways from Escanaba and Manistee and Marquette.
Gladstone, Rapid River. That's where I spend much of my summers in my ute. Gladstone, Rapid River, Escanaba.
Yep. That's what you were saying last week. Of course, you know, the destination here is the town of Germfask.
Germfask, you say?
Germfask, yes.
Is that
a town?
A German festival?
Well, there is one there, but they took the town is Germfask, and it is the 8 letters of the last names of the people that founded the town.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So that's how they put that together. We drove through there last year. And but Naubenway, we bring up Naubenway because we drove right through it. And,
and didn't realize it.
And we drove right through it and blinked. Okay. And then the reason we bring up Naubenway is because it is at the northernmost point of Lake Michigan.
Naubenway, Michigan is the northernmost point in the state of Michigan.
And at the northernmost tip of Lake Michigan, I should say. We were distracted.
Of Lake
Someone else coming out to ask
Lake
us
Michigan.
We
Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Hey,
Naubenway
hey,
is
by golly,
the northernmost
somebody,
tip.
Hey, you guys seem to be on the phone there. Talking on the phone. Is that you? Are you talking on the phone
exactly
up there?
What was happening. Yeah.
Wow, you two with the Illinois plates, you're talking on the phone, I noticed, for quite a long time there.
Illinois. Illinois.
Sorry. Well, that's a lot of fascinating little tidbits you've given us today.
Well, here's something else, too. The island we're going to, Isle Royale National Park, is an island that's 45 miles long in the middle of Lake Superior and 9 miles wide. And it's one of the largest islands in the lower 48 United States. And there are 450 little islands around it.
No kidding.
Yes.
I would have never even known any of that were there.
Well, you know what, Dean? I got to tell you, when I started doing research last year on our National Park series, we started finding out about all these types.
I mean, your award-winning National Park series, you mean?
That's exactly right, yes, the series. And We didn't have a chance to get out to the island last year when we were working on it, so we're making that up this year. We did meet the superintendent, who is in Wisconsin, talked about it. There are hiking trails like you can't believe around this island. If you want to hike around the whole island, it can take up to 3 days.
That's amazing. You know, that's something. That's something. And good for you for doing it, and good for your 95-year-old dad for, you know, pushing you along, slacker.
That's what's happening. Like I said, we'll get on that island, and I'll say, well, can we take a nap now? And no such luck. He'll say, come on, we're here. We've got to get out.
Good for him. Good for him. That's what keeps him so young and vital.
That's exactly what, his motto is exercise and socialize, and that's what he does.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Well, this is a great Father's Day gift today.
This is a wonderful Father's Day gift that you're sharing with us, this time that you're spending with your great dad. I hope you have a great time. I hope you have a super safe trip. And you'll be back next Sunday, right, to tell us all about it?
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, don't make me sad about Adam West. Oh,
I know.
All right, Shwani, have a great time. Happy Father's Day to your pop, Paul, and we wish you all the best. Thank you for checking in.
And thank you, guys, and a happy Father's Day to everyone. You bet.
And by the way, I don't want to say anything, but Domitia is doing a fantastic job.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Shwani, I'm just keeping the seat warm for you.
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
You know, Shwani, if you want to stay out a couple of extra weeks, Domitia is doing a fantastic job. And so,
Shwani is reporting weather in foreign lands. I don't know if I've got that acumen. No replacement.
You have an extremely professional job, Shwani. So.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. All right. He does great work.
I'm sure they have probably had some openings at the big station in Escanaba.
Right.
If there is a station there.
There used to be, because I used to want to work at that station. I thought that was
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but there was a station there. And, you know, I was a teenager, and I thought, boy, if I could only get a job at that station. And that's whatever it was. Probably WESC.
WESC.
The big
ESC. I know in Munising, Michigan, there's a restaurant called The Navigator, and they have a radio station in the bar.
Oh, you would be fantastic there. Not that I'm trying to push you out the door or anything.
No, not that you're trying to get me to leave.
No, but you get a burger and a cup of tomato soup and Shwani doing some, you know, commentary. That's a meal plus right there.
The only risk involved there is if you're broadcasting live and there is, shall we say, a heated argument at the bar, there may be some words that you might not want going out on the airwaves.
Right.
From the bar.
Producer Joey looked it up, and the station in Escanaba, Michigan is WCHT.
WCHT. Okay. All right. Well, I'll drive by and see if I can get a job.
I don't even want to guess what that might be called. I don't want to, you know, sometimes you put the letters together and they make a word. I don't even want to try to say what WCHT might be.
No, you don't.
Otherwise, I'll be working there, and you'll be here for doing the show. All right, Shwani, safe travel. I got to go. You're making me late, as usual. Cut it out.
All right.
All right, buddy. Have a safe trip. Happy Father's Day.